So suppose as parents we have small children and taking care of them requires a lot of time, sometimes sleepless nights. That's why we can't do much spiritual activity. And even the basic spiritual activity that we do, it often becomes just a ritualistic, just getting it done. So how can we enhance our spirituality at that time? See, we sometimes have this fragmented vision that this is spiritual, this is material. And that is good at one level, so that we give due time to spiritual activities. That means we give due time for our meditation, for our scriptural study, for our associating with devotees. So we can separate the material and the spiritual, so that we give some good time for it, the spiritual directly. But after that, we need to integrate the two and see that our whole life can be spiritualized. So, if our family responsibilities are there, they are also ways in which we can serve Krishna. Say, if we are taking care of our children, those children are sent by God into our life. And by taking care of them, we are doing our duty to God. So see, there are three levels of functioning. There is paradharma, which is, we could say, spiritual duty. There is aparadharma, which is material duty. And there is adharma, which is irresponsibility. Person doesn't do anything at all. So now, the Bhagavatam is spoken to people who are already very good at aparadharma, at material responsibility. So taking care of one's family, taking care of one's children. It is assumed that people are doing that. And then the Bhagavatam tells them, don't think that this alone is enough. So if somebody thinks my aparadharma, my material responsibility is all that I need to do, and by that I'm already automatically devoted to God, the Bhagavatam says no. We also have to have time for devotion to God. So from the perspective of rising people from aparadharma to paradharma, from material duty to spiritual duty, the Bhagavatam often strongly speaks against material duty. In the sense that it says, what is the use of it all? It's all temporary. Ultimately, you're getting attached, you're getting entangled. So, but it is from that perspective of raising people from material duty to spiritual duty. It is not from the perspective of rejecting or minimizing material duty itself. Material duties are also important. From as compared to irresponsibility and material responsibility, material responsibility is far, far better than material responsibility. So sometimes what happens, we divide things into material and spiritual, but within material, there is a huge range. There can be material responsibility, there can be material responsibility. And that it makes a big difference in other people's lives, in our own lives also, how we act materially. So the aparadharma is also dharma. The material responsibility is also a way we are connecting with God. That is not the only way we connect with God. We need a more direct way to connect with God also. But this is also a way we connect with God. And that's why we should see our material responsibilities also as sacred. Now, the problem comes when we see only them as sacred and we think I don't need anything else. Then it is a problem. But if we think only the spiritual responsibility as sacred and we don't think of the material responsibilities at all as important, then that is wrong. In the early days of our movement, devotees had the idea that we should distribute books. Prabhupada will be pleased if we distribute books. And you distribute books, and then there were devotees, householders who also live in the temple. And the mothers who had small babies, they were told that, you just go out and distribute books. Others will take care of your babies. At one time, one devotee lady, she wrote to Srila Prabhupada, he said that, I should leave my small baby and go out and distribute books. Prabhupada said, who told you that? Your children are the special souls sent by Krishna. They are Vaikuntha children. I am surprised that you are ready to give this up and go for distribution. You should take care of your children. So, it's not just women taking care of children. Prabhupada is giving a general principle that our material responsibility is also important. So, from the perspective of getting consumed by material responsibility, neglecting spiritual responsibility, that should not happen. But we should not reject the material responsibility as mundane. It is also a way in which we can serve God. To look at it from another perspective, now, spiritual growth is essentially a growth in selflessness. The more selfless I become, the more I grow spiritually. And actually, every relationship offers us an opportunity to become selfless. Any relationship that I form, you know, if a man and a woman come together in marriage, then before the marriage, they can just do whatever they want. But then they always have to think about their spouse. And that brings some level of selflessness. When parents have children, that makes them more selfless. So in the sense of expanding the scope of our selflessness, our material responsibilities and spiritual responsibility, they are like a continuum. The same culture of responsibility that I have in material life, I can take it further in my spiritual life also. So if we see our children as children who are given to us by God, and by taking care of them also we are serving God. So then we don't have to say that, that actually I'm not doing bhakti. So we do need some time, but in our life there will always be phases. And in some phases in our life, sometimes our material responsibilities may take much more time. That's fine. Later on, as the children grow up, they don't need so much time. Then we can focus on bhakti more. And if we can make some arrangements by which we can make due time, maybe have some other relatives or daycare people or whatever is required for helping, and we get time for bhakti, that's also fine. But the important thing is we don't have this. When we are doing our duties, we should not be half-hearted. You know, if I'm doing my job, if I'm doing my housework, I shouldn't be thinking, oh, this is material, why am I doing it? If I'm doing it, let me be wholehearted in doing it. See, Arjuna, when he was practicing his archery, you know, he was not thinking this archery is just mundane. And he did not know at that time, eventually there's going to be a Dharma Yuddha in which I am going to use my archery skills for Krishna's sake. He was a Kshatriya, and as a martial guardian of society, he excelled in his archery. And eventually Krishna provided an avenue for him to use his archery skills. And we saw how diligent he was. At night, he would learn in the daytime. And at night also, he would keep practicing. Keep practicing. Trying to hit targets even if he was not able to see them. So that is also an aspect of Arjuna. Sometimes we don't focus on that. So Arjuna was diligent even in his material responsibilities. And that material expertise helped him eventually in his bhakti. So we need to have an integrated vision of our life, that once our purpose is Krishna, then everything can be spiritualized. And there are phases when the material responsibility may take more time. That is fine. And later on, we need to also give time for Krishna. We need more time for Krishna. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions or comments?